The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, working from home has been tough going for many, trying to monitor kids, colleagues and calls at the same time. So how has it been for creatives trying to produce work when payments and audiences have been thin on the ground? Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
It's not the kind of thing that you can sit down and go, right, I'm going to make some art now. You need time to think. You need kind of a space in your brain to allow certain ideas to percolate.
We've spent the long days of lockdown with our eyes locked on screens, watching everything from theatre and film to gigs and readings, all made possible by artists.
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenge.
Michelle Brown is a visual artist and curator.
There's so much of the inspiration that I get is from actually being out and around people and having conversations and engaging with them. And so much of the development of the work comes from that. So I definitely went through like a mini midlife crisis, kind of going, oh my God, everything that I value and everything that I do to kind of develop ideas, a lot of those mechanisms are missing.
Michelle is a founder of the Mothership Project, a network of parenting artists in Ireland. She says artists with kids have been finding this time particularly tough.
We did a kind of a short survey to kind of see what the impact was on artists during the pandemic. And it has been quite stark. 43% of the respondents said they were doing all of the childcare at home because their partner was working full time, either outside of the home or inside of the home, or they were a single parent. That's a huge cohort of people who aren't getting time to make very much work. They're mental health was kind of suffering because there's an awful lot of pressure. Like, people are also trying to homeschool their kids. They're aware that they're not getting the kind of work done that they thought they'd be able to do.
When everything hit the fan, I found it really, really difficult to work. I couldn't write and I couldn't really read either. So it took me a while to get back on my feet.
Emily S. Cooper is a writer of prose and poetry in Donegal.
There's been a lot of work towards producing recordings for online. I had to learn a new way of producing work because I'm not very technologically experienced.
Why do you hate me? Oh, why do you hate me?
Hi, I'm C-Matt. I'm an international pop sensation who is living in Glasnevin, Finglas with my 19 granddad.
C-Matt released her first two singles, Another Day KFC and Rodney, during this pandemic. But what usually happens next just couldn't happen.
You know, you launch your single, you get your little bit of traction online, and that's when the gig offers started coming in, you know, hot and heavy, and you're getting all these opportunities to travel, or you're getting these opportunities to play in these amazing venues. And there's just none of that. There's just none of it. And you're like, geez.
Like a lot of artists, C-Matt has been finding creativity tough during this time.
Like, I don't think I've come up with that much by way of like original lyrical ideas, because they haven't been doing anything. You need to be out in the world and experiencing things.
Kilkenny artist Mick Minogue moved to Finland just before the travel ban. And since then, he's found a burst of creativity making what he calls surprise woodcut post.
With the work I make, I'd buy a big sheet of like 18 mil thick birch ply, which has got this lovely wedges through it. And the surface of it is lovely to draw on and paint on and whatever. So I would be cutting things out of that. And then usually at the end of it, I'd have this big, massive pile of just these odd-shaped offcuts. And usually they'd go to the fire or I'd throw them out or whatever. But I was kind of looking at them one day and I was like, oh, look at this. There's a little giraffe and there's a little weird thing. And I was just finding out, kind of looking at clouds. I was like making pictures out of the offcuts. And I was like, oh, it'd be kind of cool if I like offered it to people. Like, hey, who wants my offcuts? But you don't know what you're going to get. I'll just make you something, whatever I make out of the offcuts. And they were like, yeah, okay, I'm in. And then once I saw that there was a few people into this, I was like, well, let's keep it going. So, you know.
Back with Emily S. Cooper, I asked Emily if she might read one of her poems.
The first casualty of the summer. Can a dropped ice cream be a joyful sight? A sleight of thought, akin to roadkill. A dead badger is still a badger that was once alive. Can a spark of juvenile pride, the curl tightly looped to touch the forehead of the whipped pile, be saved from extinction once it lies semi-freddo on the pavement, losing shape and form and purpose, a small death or not one at all?
Poet Emily S. Cooper with First Casualty of the Summer, ending Liam's report.